Breach, we make it, we really make it. This Christmas, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. $100, just $100. 14 karat, that's right, 14 karat. White, yellow, or rose. Diamond solitaire necklace in a bezel setting, Tiffany style. Unbelievably gorgeous, $100. Diamond earrings and bezels, $200. Or a triple bezel necklace for $300. Whatever your dream is, we have it at Marguerite's. We'll make it for you, and we'll do it by Christmas. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. We're open at least till 7 till Christmas. Come see us.
David Little's here from Tucker Pecan. Christmas is right around the corner. You better hurry and get your Christmas gifts, and you can do just that down at Tucker Pecan.
That's right. We've got all kinds of great gift ideas. Not only do we have candies and pecans, but we have wonderful jewelry, glass pieces, tumblers. We've got everything you can imagine for your Christmas gift. Think about this. You get a nice, beautiful bowl, handmade bowl at Tucker Pecan. Fill it with candies and pecans. We'll wrap it up. That's the perfect gift. Or if you want to give some jewelry for your Christmas gift, we've got that. Pillows, totes, purses, clothing. We've got all those great ideas at Tucker Pecan. We've got the jams, the jellies for people that like to have great Southern tradition jellies. Things like that. Mama Secrets cookies, the bearded pickles, Little Bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. You just come on down there and we will fix it up and take care of your Christmas gift and make it the best ever. And you can find us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
There you are, ma'am. Your porch swing is as good as new.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Oh, by the way, I need a new electrical outlet in my kitchen.
Say no more, ma'am. I am an electrical genius.
You are.
When the guy who just fixed your porch swing offers to do electrical work, you might be a little skeptical. Electricity can be dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring.
Actually, I was considering Crosby Electric. All of their technicians are highly trained.
Me too.
You?
Yep. Graduate from the School of Hard Shocks.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Oh, ma'am, you don't need a new outlet. Just plug all those appliances into this extension cord.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, come on, ma'am. Take a walk on the wild side.
No, thanks.
Don't trust your home to just any electrical genius. Call the trained, experienced professionals at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Ivy Creek Family Care of Millbrook cares for you. Stop by for a free wellness check Wednesday, December 19th. Doors open 8 till 5. The wellness check includes height, weight, BMI, blood pressure, and blood sugar checks. Now is a great time to donate blood. LifeSouth will be on site from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. to receive your blood donations. Remember, Ivy Creek Family Care of Millbrook cares for you. 4081 Highway 14 in Millbrook, formerly Physical Express. 285-3222 and walk-ins welcome.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
The Montgomery Performing Arts Center has some big shows coming up in the new year. See the Drifters, Coasters, and Platters on January 13th, Wayne Newton February 7th, Ron White February 14th, and the Commodores on March 29th. What a great stocking stuffer idea. Go to impactonline.org for ticket information.
December 18th is National Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day. Look! Now I look like the front end of a unicorn. Although I kind of smell like the other end. Have a happy National Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
7 o'clock.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. The president's first national security advisor finds out his fate today when he's sentenced for lying to the FBI in the Russia probe. President Trump sending him a tweet of support this morning.
He said, good luck today in court to General Michael Flynn. Will be interesting to see what he has to say despite tremendous pressure being put on him about Russian collusion. In our great and obviously highly successful political campaign, there was no collusion.
Fox's Ainsley Earhart.
Now, Flynn's lawyers have argued that during the interview, he was discouraged from having an attorney present and misled over the nature of the interview. Prosecutors reject that notion.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. And there'll be no charges filed against a South Carolina woman who shot and killed an escaped inmate who kicked in her door earlier this month. Authorities say she had a concealed weapons permit and the escapee was armed with a knife. This is Fox News.
You found a morning radio program you can listen to in the car, you can listen at work, or you can listen when you're home alone. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Hey, I'm calling the cops.
Jay Scott.
Kids are scared of the dark.
You're afraid of the dark too, Mom. You know you.
Emily Hayes.
He's just home alone, and I would like somebody to go over to the house and see that he's all right, just to check on him.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas. Here comes a morning crew that just doesn't know when to quit.
You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
It's three men and a lady.
Where's Thomas to make that Macaulay Culkin face?
Do it live!
Did that on TV the other day.
He'll do it again next year, he promises. It is three men and a lady. Here's truly Greg Budell.
Hey, Scott.
Jay Scott. Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
And the... Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
We've been telling you about the dense fog advisory this morning that covers much of central, western, and northern Alabama. And now visibility is down to a quarter of a mile or less here at both Montgomery airports and also at Prattville and surrounding airports as well. Becoming mostly sunny after the fog advisory ends at 10 a.m. Very mild for December. Yesterday we had 65. Today, 64. Looks like another day in the park, Bailey. And then tonight, partly cloudy, not as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day, but our high temperature reaches 61. A chance of a late day shower tomorrow. Rain becomes likely Wednesday night, Thursday, and Thursday night. Then a risk of showers continues at least first half of the day Friday. It's a windy day. It's a sharply colder day with a high temperature barely struggling to reach 49. Winter officially beginning at 4:53 p.m. Friday afternoon. Christmas weekend looks good. 50 Saturday, low 60 Sunday, lots of sun. Right now, this morning, with visibility down to 0.2 mile at Maxwell and also at Montgomery Stanley Field and a quarter of a mile in Selma, our temperature is 35 at 7:05.
Oh! At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
That reminds me of a song of the Bee Gees did. For a song called I Started a Joke. It's one of the most depressing songs you'll ever hear. But there's word here that radio stations are not pulling the song. Well, what's the one they've already pulled? Oh, you know, It's Cold Outside?
Yeah.
Now they're pulling Do You Hear What I Hear?
Why?
Because it's offensive to schizophrenics.
You guys.
Somebody's been going to the Sunny Fox School of Humor.
I've got to share something, so y'all let me know, because I was laughing about something completely different.
Did you hear the WAKA in Louisville played it for 2 hours?
Yeah.
Really?
Anyway, go ahead. Tell your story.
Oh, no, did you want to take that?
Yeah, it's Morris Capuano, our buddy, a friend.
Hi.
Good morning. Hey. Wait. Do you think on The Sound of Music when they sing The Hills Are Alive with The Sound of Music that really The Hills Are Alive with The Sound of Music?
No, I always saw that in the metaphorical sense it was intended.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute. What did I say?
The big words.
Those words. 84 says those are $7 words.
Yeah. Pretty big for a guy that didn't finish college.
Hey, Rich.
Yes.
Are you able to say without Bailey listening what you got him for Christmas? Do you think he'll know?
Well,
have you shared with that?
She's sleeping.
Yeah, she's sleeping.
I'm taking the bark box that came in the other day. And I'm going to wrap it and put it under the tree. Plus, I went to a PetSmart and I got two other gifts. And so that'll be wrapped.
Nice.
So on Christmas morning, we'll open that. We'll do one Christmas Eve.
And we know that she's been a good girl all year.
Well, that is good. I hope everybody else has done their holiday shopping.
Yeah.
How about buying a house?
Buying a house? Boy, you talk about, you know, many, many, many years ago when I sold real estate for a brief period of time, had a couple who called me on Christmas Eve and wanted to go see a house. And they wanted to go see a house that night. And we went Christmas Eve at 5 o'clock and got a full price offer. That's a nice Christmas gift. But, you know, these days when you're going out looking for a home, you want to kind of get pre-qualified. So it's so important to get qualified and to know what you're supposed to do. We've talked about this a lot of times, but you know, a lot of people really are out there looking for homes this time of the season. They're doing their last minute shopping and buying all sorts of gifts if they're able to. You know, and really one of the greatest gifts you can do for yourself is kind of get your financial, you know. And I don't want to be like Ebenezer Scrooge, but you want to get your financial affairs in order for the new year. And so once the holidays have passed and you want to kind of see where things stand and you're serious about maybe wanting to buy a home, let's kind of sit down and see what you've got going, see what you sent for Christmas, look and see what your money has spent on the credit cards, hopefully not too much. Maybe you want to refinance and get rid of some of that stuff if you've got equity in your home. Whatever it is you want to do, we're going to do for you. Whatever it is you want to try to accomplish, that's what we're going to do for you. You want to get into a home, we're going to assist you towards working towards getting it a home. It might not happen today, it might not happen tomorrow, but hopefully over a period of time, it's going to happen. So whatever your financial needs are in the way of getting a mortgage, we're going to try to take care of you.
That's why we need to have the Pathfinder. Call Morris Capilano at 409-9300. To get the ball rolling, 409-9300's new partnership with Renaissance Bank has opened doors for people with some credit issues, with low down payments. He can do more for you there than he's ever been able to do, and he's been doing
it. We will do our best.
As 409-9300, Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy everything, guys. Everyone's have a great week.
Take care.
Safe and happy. Be careful. Bye-bye. Bye.
Maybe he'll come and get sauce with us at Bomb Hours tomorrow night, because that's the deal for our Christmas party. Everybody will walk out with a bottle of their favorite Bomb Hours sauce while supplies last. In the middle of getting that set up this morning, let's head down to the traffic dungeon quickly.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident with injury on Heron at Dickerson. Authorities arriving on the scene right now. Haynes Ambulance Service speeding to that scene also. 65 and 85 increasing second by second. At Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, all military, first responders, and fire get $1,000 off. For all the information, call Steve. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, 272-0373. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
It is 7:15.
Montgomery Paint and Body, we hope you don't need them this morning. Take it easy on the roads. There's some really bad fog in some places, below a quarter of a mile at several different locations locally. So if you are in some sort of fender bender, or if it's not an accident, even if you just kind of scrape up against a pole or something, or back into something, I'm done that too. Montgomery Paint and Body is the place to go, because it's their attention to detail. That's what we always talk about. It's just not the damage you see. It is the potential damage, you know, lurking behind that bumper, lurking behind that panel, or under the chassis. That's what the turners are looking at when they're checking out your car. And that's why when you get that phone call to pick up your car, you know it's not only going to be fixed meticulously, and I mean meticulously, it's also going to be detailed. So you're going to have this big old silly grin on your face. Of course, I usually have some sort of silly look on my face all the time. But it's a little sillier, because your car is just like it came off the showroom floor. Give them a call. Montgomery Paint and Body is at on East Shirley Lane, just at soft the Eastern Bypass. Phone number is easy, 27-WREC-WITH-A-W. They'll fix your car, we promise, as good as new and maybe better.
The only thing they can't do at MPB is fix your head. after you backed into your own garage like I did this weekend?
You are an idiot!
And the song that plays in your head after a moment like that? Oh, my God. I just cannot believe it. Fortunately, the back hatch door to my Rogue and the angle of the car door were almost perfect, so there's no visible damage, and the door opens with the and closes. And
could have been a lot. You could have been calling more than just Montgomery Paint and Body.
Right.
If that had gone worse, because somebody would have had to fix the garage door.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
My mom had a 1994 or 7, I can't remember, Chevrolet Lumina, and she was backing up with the door propped open, looking behind her, and hit one of the posts in the carport. It was bad news bears, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, that type of scene is played out very hilariously in a 50s movie called The Long, Long Trailer with Lucy and Desi.
Yeah.
If you like Lucy and Desi, watch this movie. It really is funny. I think it's much funnier than any other TV shows were. It's well cast, and it's because she's got to have this gigantic trailer, and he just does a brilliant job of being a nervous wreck in this film, trying to figure out how to guide this monster.
These things are frightening.
Funny, funny film. Let's see. And my favorite was, there's a scene where they go up Pike's Peak in this thing, and we took that same road on a trip up Pike's Peak. So when I saw the movie, said, oh my God, they actually did bring that, because this road is so narrow going to the top. At least it was then. I don't know if they've widened it or anything, but if there was another car coming down, you had to go by each other very slowly, and you would hear rocks rolling off your tires.
That's
down
scary.
The side of the hill. That's how close it was, and it was a long fall to the bottom, believe me. 7:18, guess what's coming up next? Random Facts with Jay Scott, followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Today is the last day for this week's specials. We'll run them down for you a little bit later. I know my buddy Chuck Roast is waiting for you in the meat department there.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say no charges are expected after a car crashed into a house Sunday morning in the 3800 block of Perry Hill Road. We're told the driver hit an embankment and went airborne before hitting the home. No one was injured. Montgomery police have made an arrest after a business was robbed at gunpoint over the weekend. Authorities say 31-year-old Orlando Livingston robbed the Pace Car gas station at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Hyundai Boulevard on Saturday. He's now being held in the Montgomery County Jail. And renovations to the Civil Rights Memorial in downtown Montgomery are behind schedule. The director says renovations to the pump and pipes have taken longer than expected. It should reopen in the next 3 weeks. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
RSC, the radio shopping club.
And welcome back to the Radio Shopping Club, where next hour we'll be showcasing our brand new bottomless Christmas stockings. Yep, we finally found a way to get rid of all those red leg warmers. Hey there, I'm your host, David. Christmas is coming, and that means it's time for RSC's pre-Christmas, after-Christmas sale. That's right. Now, you can avoid the after-Christmas rush by doing your after-Christmas shopping before Christmas. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying David, because that's my name. Isn't that the same as normal before Christmas shopping? No. Here's the difference. When you do your normal before Christmas shopping, you pay a premium to have everything delivered before Christmas. But with the RSC pre-Christmas, after-Christmas sale, you pay a much higher premium to get it after Christmas. Huh? Plus, you won't have to wait until after Christmas to receive your after Christmas items, because the RSC's pre-Christmas after Christmas sale lets you deliver your after Christmas items before Christmas for an even slightly higher premium. This year, Christmas comes before Christmas comes with RSC's pre-Christmas after Christmas sale. Merry pre-Christmas after Christmas, pre-Christmas, everybody.
RSC, the radio shopping club.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner, landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Autauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands, Poison Spider, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Curt, Trimax, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be Autauga Off-Road, located next to AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from Autauga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
Merry Christmas from Sweet Creek Farms, your source for the perfect last-minute gifts. Fresh baked pies and cakes, jams and jellies, pecans, homemade candies and produce. Sweet Creek Farms has just what you need to keep Christmas happy and bright. Unique gifts and sweet treats will be a hit with your loved ones. Save 20% on gift cards now through Christmas Eve that can be used after Christmas. Whether you're looking for a last-minute hostess gift or a stocking stuffer, Sweet Creek Farms has what you need. 2 miles south of Montgomery on Highway 231.
Guests coming from the holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You may have noticed that Clint Eastwood is doing some singing in his movie, The Mule. But it's not the first time Dirty Harry's done a tune. This holiday, get the new collection of all of Clint Eastwood's singing. Like the time he sang in the early 60s on TV's Rawhide.
Waiting for me.
Or the 1969 film Paint Your Wagon.
I talk to the tree.
And nothing is more touching than him singing the theme to Gran Torino.
So tenderly, your story is.
This holiday, get this wonderful collection. For real men with real feelings.
Gentle now.
He does it with such emotion.
Whisper through my Gran Torino.
What are you looking at?
Whistling another time.
The best of Clint Eastwood singing. Ordered today. And now.
Are you sure you want to do that?
I'm for it.
Random facts.
A little Clint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Oh, Lord.
When the British brand Marmite began outselling Australia's Vegemite in Australia, Vegemite's name was changed to Parwil by the marketers. That way they could use Marmite, but Parwil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Marmite,
but Parwil.
Yeah. I'm sure that advertising executive was feeling pretty good about
that. That wouldn't
yeah.
work in that Minute Work song.
Vegemite sandwich?
Yeah.
We had a guy that worked in our promotions department back when that song was a hit named Lex Poppins.
What's hopping with Lex Poppins?
He's exactly what you'd think a Lex Poppins would look like.
And his mom was Mary?
And he actually flew home to visit his folks and brought back a bunch of that stuff.
Vegemite, yeah.
And it was like eating earwax.
It's supposed to be awful.
Oh, it is. I mean, is this, what do? Loosen rusty joints with this? It was just, and no, they smear it on bread and eat it. I couldn't believe it.
Yep. Did you know, since Christmas in Australia going back down under again, is during the summer, some Christmas songwriters and authors depict Santa with warm weather clothing on, sometimes thongs, and riding in a ute pulled by kangaroos.
Now, that part's wrong. I mean, as far as just kangaroos and...
Oh, right, yeah. Not,
surely it means thongs like sandals.
I hope so, because the other is disgusting.
Frightening.
Seriously.
A lot of kids in therapy.
Really?
Oof. Ugh. Yeah. What a ute. It's a ute.
Yeah,
what?
It's us, according to Greg.
It's Utah.
Utes.
The
two
Utes. Oh. It's a car, apparently? Yeah, anyway, something Australian. Did you know all iPhones since the 6S have the capability to be used as a digital scale? But Apple has banned all scale apps because the concept of a scale app is, in quotation marks, not appropriate.
Oh, I see what they're,
you where see
they're going,
where they're going where with they're that going one, right?
With that one.
I get it.
Now,
in other words, you can
use sugar.
You can measure things.
You can use the touch screen, and so you can put things on the screen to weigh and see how much they weigh.
Yeah,
it could be for some nefarious operations.
So.
Sounds like we're doing Buddhist tones.
Yeah.
So it'll do it,
when
but it won't.
I was a little boy. Paul Simon.
Loves me like a...
No. Loves me like a rock. That's how that song starts with it.
That's right.
Did you know in medieval times, women's hairstyles showed if they were single or married?
Oh, do tell.
Married women would have kept their long hair tied up in braids beneath a head covering of some sort, while single women would allow their hair to fall freely over their bodies, signaling that they were available for marriage.
Oh, my God. That they were available for marriage. you know, when I was a wee Lady Hayes...
it was like those pre-grooming days, what?
When I was a little kid and my hair... stood up in a mohawk, and my mother couldn't get it to lay flat for anything. Had to wear a lot of bonnets. She'd slick my hair down, and I would have a bonnet, which was not the most fashionable thing in Oklahoma City.
Did she ever ask if you had a bee in your bonnet?
Not to my
That was
knowledge.
An old school thing. Like, are you tick? What are you so tick?
Something would bother you. Did you know, while artificial intelligence can defeat world-class chess players with ease, it has trouble defeating human bridge players? I guess chess is more of a mathematical thing and a situation where you can plan your steps out ahead. I mean, it's all fixed. Because there's not infinite moves in chess, right? There's only so many moves that can be done in
chess.
Look
at me like I have any idea.
Sure.
I don't know how long ago it was, but somebody predicted that one day there would be hawk show toasts who were artificial. They would have all the news and everything programmed in, and then callers would call, and they would be able to answer.
That's sad.
Yeah. I haven't seen it happen yet, though.
Did you know that people in Japan... well, they can sometimes die too fast for local crematoriums to keep up. This led to the development of corpse hotels.
Oh, God.
I'm just thinking of the Roach Motel commercials.
Yeah, well, corpse hotels were designed as a nicer alternative to crematorium storage. It gives a family a nicer environment to grieve for their deceased loved ones while they wait.
Where are you staying? At the Redetta Inn?
They got a pool?
Free HBO.
Hey, oftentimes that was the difference maker as you were driving down the road trying to loosen your load with seven women on your mind.
Yeah.
Where am I going to stay? Ooh, free HBO.
Free HBO. And before that, air conditioning in big letters.
Yes.
Did you know that the largest check ever written...
How large is it, Jay?
to the tune of $9 billion. Someone wrote a check for $9 billion. It was delivered to Morgan Stanley during the financial crisis.
Did it clear?
I'm guessing it did.
Okay. Sounds like it was wasn't one of those bailout checks that we were doing.
A $9 billion check was cut by the Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi on October 13th, 2008. Morgan Stanley was saved.
Wow. You go to Winn-Dixie and can you cash a check?
I had a buddy that carried in his wallet at all times a check for $1 million that was made out to his wife. And he showed it to me. He said, my goal is to one day be able to give this check to my wife so she can cash it.
Nice.
That was his dream, you know? I don't know that he ever was able to do it, but he had what you needed to have going on to think big like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was a cool idea.
Nice.
Roz, I have a check for $10 in my pocket.
And one day, you're going to be able to cash this check. With this contract extension.
Yes,
I'm buying some more groceries.
I'm thinking more of filling in the pool than putting in a pool. But
did you know? Actors, when they have a scene that comes up that requires them to, on camera, you know, snort a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here's what they use. Powdered lactose or vitamin B6 is what they use in place of that. Just to let you know. Did you know that there exists an international banana museum? It is located in North Shore, California, of course, and it features more than 20,000 banana-themed exhibits.
He wants to know where it is.
Yeah. Very, very popular with monkeys. Yeah, the banana museum. Mom, can we go to the banana museum?
Sticking with food. Did you know
that idea has no appeal to me?
Did you know that there is a real legal church known as the United Church of Bacon?
I believe that.
I would worship there.
In fact, if you go to the unitedchurchofbacon.org, that's their website, which I just clicked on just to see what they've got. And it's going to take forever to load. And finally, did you know that Ulysses S. Grant smoked up to 20 cigars a day?
Wow. Good God Almighty.
And was rumored to smoke during battle. It is unsurprising, then, that he passed away due to throat cancer.
You know, when we did Halloween and I was dressed up as, and I had the cigar, Preston, I actually lit that thing, decided just to try it.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
No. That was a Romeo and Juliet cigar.
You ever had a Cuban?
Well, what I did in Miami.
No. Let's get this back on track here. Did you ever have a Cuban cigar? They're very smooth.
Not an authentic one, though.
Okay.
How did you get a Cuban cigar? That's illegal, you know.
I know. Down in Florida, you just got to know the right people.
That applies to a lot of things down in Florida. Knowing the right people.
Are them's your random facts?
Those is my random facts.
Would you like to know about Maria? Miranda?
Maria Miranda?
Was that the Cuban you had?
I'm just going to let him sit here for a minute and watch his face turn a shade of red I've never seen. Not even at John Lee Paints. And I've seen them all there. Well, my silly friends are cooking up a pop quiz question. Or Timex free shopping and food. Well, let's grab this call from Broadway Joe first. Broadway Joe.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Guten Morgen.
Good morning. Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons AI has problems with bridge is in bidding.
Is
bidding.
Bidding. When you bid in bridge, it tends to show what your strengths and weaknesses are.
Oh.
But against human competitors who don't play perfectly, the game has trouble winning.
I've never played bridge before. I don't know any idea on how it's played or anything like that.
I
so
know, yeah, I learned pinochle.
Well, AIs have the same problem with playing poker. They just now, like last year, had an AI start being able to win 1-on-1 against human players in poker and takes total.
Hmm.
But against multiple players, they can't win.
Interesting.
And you're right. There are a finite number of moves and chips, like 8 to like 290,000 power or something like that.
Right. There's a bunch of them, and I'm sure that there's something that you can program into it to where it can, you know, anticipate all of those. But So.
Okay. Everyone.
Thanks. If we talk too long, people will forget what they just turn around. In fact, won't be able to answer the question.
Yeah.
I've been longing to see you. Where did this come from? Why don't you take my blues away?
That's from B.W. Lurie.
Brooks and Dunn.
R.B. Green.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's, Grieve. Yeah.
Yeah, Twist.
I'm thinking of Brooks and Dunn.
It was recorded in Muscle Shoals.
That's Take a Letter, Maria.
Oh, this is one this of the most my Maria.
Yeah, this is Take a Letter.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Insulting.
From Muscle Shoals, Alabama, where is it recorded?
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten.
There was a woman.
There was the woman I thought I knew. In the arms of another man.
Yes.
I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out. And I ain't going back again.
Give me some of that chorus.
So take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife.
That's the name of this song, Salted Music. Rather nicely, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
Here's the name that's lent itself to real estate. Brilliantly. I can't interpret that look on your face right now. What did I do?
Nobody did anything.
Well, why do you have that look on your face?
I'm just watching the show unfold.
Unfold or unpack? So anyway.
Oh! Stop!
You're making me nervous. We talked to Morris Capuano a few minutes back. Morris lives to get people into a new home by getting them a mortgage. Finding that home is what Eddie Bader loves to do. Now, if you are looking or you're getting ready, it can be an overwhelming process. In fact, you might miss something completely that's just perfect for you. As a buyer's agent, there's no charge for his service to you. But Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group is the guy that can find you. Give him the parameters you're looking for. You know, the price range you're shopping in, the monthly payment you'd like to look at, and the whole checklist. Does the place have a yard? And all the other details that are really critical, like a garden tub and a house and so forth. All of those things. He then immediately whittles it down to a field of choices that fit your parameters. It's not like, well, maybe we'll like it, maybe we won't. Let's go over here. That's a major time waster. So the process of finding your next home, that's what Eddie Bader lives to do, and nobody is better. He's with the Goodson Group at 322-0662, 322-0662. He can explain all the details of the process of getting everything started, and basically you just kind of like order it up and he goes out and finds it for you. And he lives to do that in the same way that Morris lives to make mortgages for people. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Don't forget to mention you're about time for today's $10 food and pop quiz. Here's Quizmaster Chase Gunn.
Earlier in Random Facts, we learned that the largest check ever written was delivered to Morgan Stanley during the financial crisis. How much was that check written for?
$12.
It was higher than $12, we can tell you that.
Yeah, a few more than that, that's all the hint we can give you.
Yep.
Because we need the winning answer right now at 272-9228, 272-9228. Just give us that number if you're listening on the Three Men and a Lady SAP channel. That's Adiaco, Trace, Trace, Quatro, Dose, Dose, or 1-800-MARIA-MIRANDA. 272-9228. We're waiting for your call now.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 southbound bunching up at the North Boulevard. Now, why is this happening? I'll tell you. We have a disabled vehicle. It's off to the right-hand side of the road, but everybody's got to look at it, and that's what's bunching up traffic. All lanes are open, so whichever lane you're in, you're okay. Just ride this out. You'll be fine. 85 checking out okay, just busy. Trenum State will hold information sessions for Virginia College students today. That's going to be at 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. this afternoon. It'll be on the Troy Highway Patterson campus. Visit trenumstate.edu for more information. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Well, we're going to start our contest with a name that I also love, very lyrical, Olivia.
Hi. Good morning. You there?
Good morning, Olivia.
Hi.
Hi.
See, I think it's mostly because of Mariska Hargitay's character on Law & Order. It's become one of the most popular names now.
Oh.
It's been ranking in the top 10 for some time.
A cousin named Olivia.
All right, Olivia, can you give us the answer to today's $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question?
$9 billion?
How much?
$9 billion?
That's correct. Correct.
That's the answer we need.
First, I thought she said $1 billion.
Yeah, I did too.
But no, I heard the nine. There you go. You got it.
Good
You're
job.
You're a winner. Congratulations.
Now, you can take that $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, and they've got great Christmas candy over there. I mean, like, all your favorites bagged up in bundles and what?
Oh, I need to get over there. I'm still buying stocking candy.
Yeah, I already bought Janelle's every year since she was, like, one. I give her a peanut butter cup candy cane. You know, plastic.
Yeah, I picked up some of those.
Anyway, and it's a joke now. It's become kind of a running gag, but one of those lifesaver books where with the story inside.
Yeah.
I still give her one of those, too.
Those are sweet. Oh, don't blubber.
That's why I love Christmas. So, Olivia, Merry Christmas to you. Hold on. Uncle Jay is going to get your information. Well,
that's fine.
Did your dad read The Night Before Christmas?
On The Night Before Christmas?
He did not, but I read it to her, and on my little tree at home, I have the book that I read it from. Was, you know, a very small book.
Yep.
And it's got 12/24/94 on it. That was the last Christmas Eve I read it.
Yeah, we never got those stories. It's like nighttime stories with my dad. Even at the holidays, we never got the Night Before Christmas and stuff like that. Dad's two go-to bedtime stories were The Hound of the Baskervilles and The Headless Horseman. Because he would take his knuckles and wrap them against the back of the headboard to make it sound like the horse was coming.
Oh, cool.
And he would do a really great, or he still does, the really great, you know, wind through the trees for the Hound of the Baskervilles,
you know,
and stuff.
I did The Three Little Piggies while Goose was laying in bed, and I would shake the bed. And do, you know, and she loved it.
I was the best. I'm telling you, as adults, I will say we were in our early 20s and we were camping out and we had Dad do those stories again. It's just good. Yay, fun. And that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about earlier. I've come up with the wedding reception playlist of like must-have songs to play and stuff.
Right.
There's a couple of lines at the bottom that are rules or whatever. I shared it with my dad and he wrote back, I feel like line 38 of your reception playlist manifesto is directly because of me and Sarah, and I don't know how to take it. So if you'd like, I can share it with you so you can get a chuckle. But
we'll have more of Emily's wretched childhood memories. So there's a song your dad thinks you pick because it's a shot at him in some way?
No, there's rules on the reception playlist.
Oh!
News Talk, who's this?
Well, maybe Chad will stop by and we can go over those and see what's legal and what's not.
Well, eagles are illegal, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. If it's not going to be an Eagles Fest.
Eagles are illegal.
Yep.
Not at the reception. Although if I pay Sam $50,
no.
I'll bet he'll slip in a little Eagles for us.
No. you'll be escorted out of the venue.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to.
Maybe he'll play $100. Maybe he'll take $100.
I mean, what Eagles song would even be good for a reception?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Best of My Love. Well, it's better than Witchy Woman.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
You can't hide those lion eyes. It's a little foggy out there this morning in spots at the Montgomery Airport at Danley Field. Visibility is down to 0.2 miles. Same thing at Maxwell and Selma, now down to 0.25 mile as well. So dense fog advisory continues in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. Not necessarily foggy in every spot, but you can drive up on some foggy areas very quickly. Look for sunshine to take over. Very mild for December with a high temperature today, you know, around 64. We were 65 yesterday. Tonight, mostly cloudy with, actually, we'll call it partly cloudy. Not quite as cold. Overnight low 42. Tomorrow will be a generally cloudy day, high around 61. Chance of a late day shower, but then rain becomes likely Wednesday night into Thursday. Thursday night, and risk of some leftover showers first half of the day Friday. Friday is a breezy, much colder day, sharply colder, with highs only around 49. The winds will make it seem colder, and winter officially begins on Friday afternoon. And then looking ahead, Christmas weekend, I think it's going to be pretty nice. A little cool Saturday with highs in the 50s, but then low 60s on Sunday. Good bit of sunshine both days. Maybe a slight chance of a shower on Christmas Eve during the day. Right now, this morning, we have fog in spots. Temperature is 35 at Danley Field, 32 Maxwell at 747.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Oh, we were just ready to go to East of the Rockies and take his phone call.
But did he go away?
Didn't work out. Didn't work out. All right, 7:48. We do have Fox Business. Hopefully this downside of the market will come to an end today. We'll find out soon.
From the Fox Business Network, more people are eating at Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse. Parent company Darden Restaurants is reporting stronger business for those chains, though that may have been helped by the company raising prices during the quarter. Darden is now predicting this will be a better year than its previous forecast. There's an expanded recall of vegetables from the farm identified as the source of the recent E. coli outbreak in romaine lettuce. Adams Brothers Farms in Santa Maria, California, is now recalling red and green leaf lettuces and cauliflower. Though it's a precaution, none of the produce has tested positive for E. coli. Stocks skidded yesterday. Investors are waiting for the Federal Reserve to wrap up its two-day meeting tomorrow, possibly raising interest rates and offering information about the economy. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here or here or here. One of the nation's best savings rates, opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Make sure your family is breathing the cleanest air possible with a new air cleaning system from Chad's AC Direct. Buy one today and receive 30% off, or combine with the purchase of a new unit and receive half off. Visit chadsacdirect.com for coupons and for more information on new heating and AC units. Call 264-6464. And remember, like the little girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
The best way to feel love is to share it. So right now, when you get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charities, Meals on Wheels, ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, or the National Park Foundation. And this year at Montgomery Subaru, we're supporting a cause close to our hearts by donating to the Montgomery Humane Society. The Subaru Share the Love event, now through January 2nd. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details.
Montgomery Subaru.
You can become
confident that Stone Images Photography will capture your special occasions this year. Holiday engagements, planning a wedding, Stone Images Photography has you covered. For over 20 years, Heath and Amy Stone have established trust throughout the River Region. Depend on them to document your story so that it can be told for generations. Visit heathstone.us to view their portfolio or call 467-1900 today. Award-winning photography, first-rate customer service, Stone Images Photography, where quality and value meet.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, business manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Something else, huh, Russ?
Yeah, Dad.
Isn't it beaut, Audrey?
She'll see it later, honey. Her eyes are frozen.
Most enduring traditions of the season are best enjoyed in the warm embrace of kith and kin. The three are the thimble of the spirit of the Grithwald family Christmas.
Dad?
Bells will be ringing. This sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas. To have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends. You wish me greetings. Once again.
This hour of suicide-inducing holiday music is brought to you by. That's a great song, but it always, depending on what was going on in my life, I might or might not have stuck around the studio to, you know, listen to it while I was playing. Very volatile.
It's like when the soldiers in World War II heard "I'll be home for Christmas." Oh my gosh, could that be rough?
Oh yeah.
Please have snow.
Did you ever watch "The Best Years of Our Lives"?
I think so.
Oscar Best Picture, 1946.
I think I have.
It's about guys after World War II and the adjustments they were making, and back then they dealt with it a different way. You know, it was not considered masculine to work on the things. These guys became alcoholics and had all kinds of issues because they've been gone so long that reattaching to... My dad told me it took him 2 years just to figure out what he wanted to do.
Right.
Because he had been through some bad stuff during the war.
What? That dominates your brain. I don't know how you shift gears.
And of course, the thing is, you're gone. You come back, you want to tell your story, you know, because now you can tell the truth about what the war was really like.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody wants to hear it because the country wanted to move on. You know, they'd had enough war, just like the people had served in it. So they had nobody to talk to except each other. And that's kind of what that movie's about. It's an excellent, excellent film, well acted. And it did win Best Picture Oscar.
You know what year it came out?
It came out in 46, so it won early in 47. Highly recommend it. Because even though it's about something that happened long ago, the message that makes the movie great is as contemporary as today. God, did that make me sound a lot smarter than I really am. We have so much... We don't have unanimity on a conundrum today.
Did we not?
Two of us voted on one, on the first one there.
Yeah.
So,
Who I voted for the first one. Who voted
who
for
the first one? Who do you think is the lone wolf in this situation?
Interesting. I'm curious why you picked the second one.
Interesting. I'm curious.
You see, I run the selection, so I get to stuff the ballot box if I choose to. It is 7:56.
First one's very interesting.
The second one, the way you would have to change the wording of the second one,
but
I think.
We don't have to do the second one. It only got one vote, story of my life.
You'd have to change the wording, I think. Otherwise,
I agree.
It limits.
When we don't know who voted for what, it can't be taken the wrong way, because I don't know if you voted for that or if Jay voted for that.
No, I know when it's. I know when I'm.
When I was elected president of this morning show,
I
must have missed that.
I have no idea, you know, who was for me, who was against me. I was just given the job. And now I'm serving my second term.
Your second term.
It is 7:57. Stuck for that last minute gift idea. Great place to shop to get something nice that's very reasonably priced for a good friend or somebody who is passionate about one side or the other. The greatest rivalry in sports is Bryan Jewelry. They have two showcases right by the door. I do believe you'll find the Auburn Showcase on your left as you walk in, Alabama on the right. And I found a beautiful Christmas ornament for Emily. I found that money clip for her. She could use that as an ornament, because that could make a decoration.
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
But this is beautiful stuff. And depending on how much, I know that there were more War Eagle selections available on the day I went, but they constantly restock. So you almost have to check on a regular basis. But that is a fast and classy solution to a quick gift for somebody. If you're looking for something more elegant, man, they carry every gem on the planet, every cut of diamond there is, and can guide you to the right gift choice by asking probative questions about the person that you're out there shopping for. This is what they've been doing for 63 years, over three generations at Bryan Jewelry. An exceptional store, exceptional value. They can help you with financing, free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase. And by the way, if you're planning to make that move, guys, and pop the question, they have some excellent choices there. I was shopping for exactly that 5 years ago this week at Bryan Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville.
Okay, we're getting close to Christmas, so we got to fill out.
With the holiday season comes more chaos, more spending, and more people. But WOW is here to help you manage the madness. Get our super fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month, with Showtime included for 6 months. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Bundle up and save. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. 2-year agreement required. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and